Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. This week, Governor Deval Patrick began the tough job of selling doctors, hospital executives, and other healthcare professionals on his plan to bring down healthcare costs. Patrick says he wants to use global payments and accountable care organizations and medical homes to achieve comprehensive payment reform. Are you lost yet? Because healthcare policy can be dense, but its jargon is even denser. Patrick himself addressed that after a meeting this afternoon with administrators at South Shore Hospital.
They'll talk the lingo among themselves, but when we are talking to, when we're talking to and with and on behalf of working families, we've got to talk about cutting their costs of health care.
To wade through that health care jargon, I gave a pop quiz to WBUR.org reporter and health care novice Andrew Phelps on some of that terminology. So one thing I find a lot as I talk to people about health care reform is they're obsessed with the term bending the cost curve. Do you have any idea what that means, to bend the cost curve?
I don't. I mean, I could take a stab.
Try.
The cost curve, Sasha, relates to the ratio of cost to the provider versus the consumer. And we're trying to push the cost curve toward the provider. But it's a curvy cost. And I got nothing.
You're overthinking this one. Oh. So the basic idea is healthcare costs keep climbing. If it were a graph and if it were a curve, yeah, the curve keeps sloping upward.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's just like a line, 45 degree.
It pretty much is, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so now that you know that, what does it mean to bend it?
To bend it means...
To want to bend it.
To want to bend it, Sasha, means to slow down the increase so that it's not so steep.
And you know what? That is actually, what you just said is actually, you've again lived up to your smartness, because that's the point. It's not that we're not trying to reduce healthcare costs. That's too ambitious, really.
Right.
We don't think we can actually.
Just trying to slow it down.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I knew that one.
That's very good. Yeah. So that's the idea, is that we think that healthcare costs are going to keep climbing, but at least we can bend that curve downward a little bit.
Mm.
All right. Comparative effectiveness. Heard of that one?
What does effective mean in healthcare, I guess, is the premise, which
deep
is,
question.
Is a patient healthy? And if so or if not, whose quote-unquote fault is that, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the very premise of what is effective is in question.
Maybe the problem is it's so basic that it would be hard to believe that this is what it is.
See, this is always the case with these buzzwords.
Exactly. The buzzwords don't need to be as complicated as they are.
Right, right.
So the idea is, and this is what's sort of amazing, when a doctor treats you, they may not know whether that form of treatment is more effective than another form. They just do it because maybe they learned it in med school or the drug rep suggested it. So comparative effectiveness would mean we're going to compare how effective different treatments are, and we're going to pick the one that's most effective.
Okay.
Evidence-based medicine.
Well, that sounds like one of those obvious ones, right?
Mm.
That we only prescribe based on what has been proven to work.
I think you just got 100% on that one.
Wow.
Seems obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
So there's a reason you're bringing it up.
Well, only because oftentimes doctors prescribe things and they may not have evidence that this is best for this patient. There's so many new drugs and treatments.
Yeah.
And
why do they prescribe it then?
That's what they learned in med school. It's what the salesperson suggested the day before. It's what most doctors in the group
it's
do.
It's what we've always done, quote unquote. Yeah.
Hmm. Exactly. Hmm. Or something new and fancy comes out, the Da Vinci surgery machine.
Mm.
Let's do that. Is it any better than a basic scalpel?
Mm-hmm.
That's what evidence-based medicine is all about.
Interesting.
Is it interesting?
No.
WBUR.org reporter Andrew Phelps. Stay up to date on all the latest healthcare jargon on the Common Health blog on our website, WBUR.org.